Yo, Cover Season fans, what's going on? It's your guy, Easy Ali. Of course, I'm here with my man, D-Dub.
What's going on, everybody?
We're here to give you, of course, instant reaction from Game 2, the Heat versus the Bucks. That was a pretty good game, man. D-Dub, sound off on it, man. What do you think?
Well, this game, for sure, was like the rest of the playoffs. It went down to the wire. It was tight. We almost got OT. Like, I've never seen a playoffs filled with so much overtime. And we were that close, but it came down to technicalities. I hate to see a game end like games end like that with technicalities. But the whole game
it
itself,
it was more than a technicality, man.
I mean, there were a few that set up this game in a certain way, but. Miami themselves, they played a hell of a game. You could see that the team they're still growing. Jimmy Butler is leading them in the right direction. You could tell that from where they were earlier in the season to where they are now, they're on a different level. And especially with the leadership from older guys like Dragic, they're going to win this series. And for them to be up right now in the series early, it really just shows what kind of work they put in early in the season. There were a few mistakes that they also did get over to. Jimmy Butler did have a few turnovers that were crucial. One of them he was able to recover from quickly in the fourth, but still those turnovers were killing them.
Speaking about turnovers, of course, the most critical one. With 10 seconds left in the game, you know, he could have just held on to the ball, held on for dear life, you know, for 10 seconds. That's all he had to do or call timeout. But he ended up throwing the ball. Brook Lopez got it, made the bucket, of course, to bring them, the Bucks within two. So, to me, I really like how the Bucks fought back. They were very frustrated. Especially in the fourth quarter, Chris Middleton
was putting in a lot of work. He was putting in a lot of work.
He was very hot. You know, but Coach Budenholzer, he did a great job of keeping those guys together. And you know, Giannis made a couple of big plays. At the end of the day, though, I think it just comes down to the little things. That's what the Heat players have been doing. It's the little things. You see how Bam Adebayo is fighting, you know, for loose balls under the basket and getting those calls. Even if the refs did overdo it, in my opinion, as far as the calls go, they called a lot of fluke calls, especially in the fourth quarter. I think that if the Bucks can get their guys to do those little things, they have a chance. There's a chance for them to come back in game three. I had the Heat winning in six. But the way it's looking, if they keep playing this way, it might be five games. I think Milwaukee is going to win the next game because they have to. I think they're going to come out with a lot of aggression. And they just have to play smarter, man. The Heat definitely got the mind game, in their favor right now. I think mentally they've beaten Milwaukee now four times on the season. You know, Milwaukee's only beaten them one time so far on the season. So, I think they got that mental edge on Milwaukee right now.
No, you're absolutely right. But I think that there's a lot of key things that went wrong for Milwaukee today. They had a lot of opportunities to win this game. And you could see there, Miami was making a lot of mistakes, more mistakes than they usually make. And you could see it with the Bucks had a chance to tie it, and you know we're missing free throws. Giannis, you know, granted he's not the best free throw shooter. Those are crucial, especially late in the game like that. That's a potential, you know, turning point. Granted, you guys were still able to tie it up thanks to Chris Middleton and him making his shots, but those extra two free throws, that's a turning tide, you know, and capitalizing on those key moments. You know, they were able to capitalize on those turnovers. But I definitely think that they beat themselves on this one. I really do think they beat themselves.
Actually,
I want to ask you a question before I lose track of it, right? Adebayo fouls out. If that foul doesn't happen and they go to OT, do you still think that the Bucks lose this game?
Yeah, I think Adebayo fouling out was one, you know, one of the reasons why Jimmy Butler had that turnover. With 10 seconds left, I think Adebayo, had he been there, would have been a better outlet as far as an option to get the ball in. My problem with that is I didn't like the call when Adebayo left the game anyways. But I mean, I think they had a better chance with him, of course, to win the game had it gone into overtime. I really like Bam. He hustles a lot. He's a beast on the board. He's aggressive. He steps up to the challenge. I mean, every time Giannis comes at him or Brook Lopez comes at him, he accepts the challenge and he steps up to the plate. We don't really know what would have happened in overtime, but I do think had Bam Adebayo stayed in the game and they did go to overtime, I think it would have been a good chance for Miami to win.
You're absolutely right. And yeah. When it comes to Miami themselves, who do you see them facing in the Eastern Conference Finals? Boston or?
Calm down. I mean, it's only two games to zero. Like I said, I still think Milwaukee's gonna come in and win this game. The next game, I think Milwaukee has to win Game 3. They got a lot on the line. Giannis has to step up, I think, and really defend Jimmy Butler. Even though Wes Matthews did do a good job on Jimmy Butler in the fourth quarter, I think Giannis has to step up to the plate. Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I think you need to step up and guard the best player on Miami. Jimmy Butler took one shot in the second half. You know, mm-hmm. one shot in the second
he's
half.
He's got to take more open looks.
I don't think it's about open looks. Jimmy Butler took one shot in the second half until that last final shot because it was designed for him to play that way. They made the offense flow through him. Passes, he penetrated, he kicked the ball out, he was playing defense. There was other ways for him to win because everybody else on his team was cooking. Kelly Olynyk off the bench.
You're absolutely right.
Tyler Hero was.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Goran even Dragic
Jones had 23. Jones was cooking.
Yeah,
too,
like, Jones came off the bench and was doing mm-hmm. good. So my point is, I think that him taking one shot was by design. I think in Game 3, for Milwaukee to have a chance to win, he's gonna take more shots in Game 3. I know Jimmy Butler's gonna do that. He's gonna be aggressive and looking for his shot in Game 3. The job that Milwaukee has to do in order for them to win is to put the Defensive Player of the Year against them.
No, you're absolutely,
Giannis,
you're absolutely
Giannis
right.
Has
you're
to
absolutely
guard Jimmy
defensive
Butler.
Player of the Year, but they also got to capitalize on those key moments. When you guys are getting turnovers, and I'm not saying you're going to make every foul shot, but when it's late in the game like that, that's when we got to focus up and be in the zone and definitely try and hit those.
Right, but let me go ahead and ask you that question I had earlier. My question to you, since you've already written off Milwaukee and think they're done for, what do you think they need to do defensively outside of me mentioning Giannis and him having to guard Jimmy Butler? What do you think they need to do defensively to stop Miami from shooting all these threes? Because that's what's been killing them. The Heat are the second best 3-point shooting team in the league, and that's what's really been killing the Bucks. So, what do you think they got to do defensively to stop that in Game 3?
I mean, to be honest, I really feel like they do need to step up their defense, defending the three, because you can see throughout the playoffs, Milwaukee's easily getting into foul trouble, and that's one of the things that we can't. You can't do early in the game, especially a team that is so lethal from 3-point range. Now, they're not even if they were in the finals and say they were playing a Houston like that, how would they defend that and not be able to be in foul trouble? You know what I'm saying? So finding other ways to move guys around to create better matchups defensively, I think is going to be the key. Like you said, moving Giannis against Jimmy Butler, putting him Defensive Player of the Year. Against their number one guy over there, and I think that things like that will create better opportunities for their guys on the team.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think that's a definitely a start. To me, I just want to see them be a little bit more aggressive. Now, one thing that, of course, wasn't really pointed out during the game when it happened, it was, you know, talked about for a minute, was George Hill. He fell down and it looked like he had a hip injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was hobbling around for quite a little, you know, for a little minute. So, if they don't have George Hill for game three, how big of an impact do you think that is on that team?
I don't know. Because Miami's dealing with the injury, too, with Iguodala with a sprained ankle. So, yep. But George Hill is a bigger key player than I think for Iguodala to Miami. But I think that George Hill, as their three-point specialist, is crucial. If he doesn't play, then they've got an issue because they can barely shoot at it as is. And Chris Middleton can't do it all by himself. Bledsoe definitely going to have to step up. And we're definitely going to have to see a lot more of Milwaukee, like I said, you said, defensively to step up to shut down the three-point line.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking about Bledsoe, he didn't have, of course, the greatest night again. You know, he had a subpar performance in all aspects of the game. If you're really looking at, you know, what he did numbers-wise, he only had 16 points, but he was 6 of 14 shooting, which is not that bad. But at the same time, you know, turnovers, he had 3 of them. You know, he's been quiet. Goran Dragic has definitely outplayed him so far in this series. How big of an impact do you think, you know, Drew Bledsoe is going to have? I said Drew Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe is going to have next game.
To be honest, I mean, I don't know. He's been kind of, you know, he's been on and off. I mean, he's off this game. I hope he's on this game. But he needs to be on the rest of the series if they're going to win this. Jamal Murray, he needs to figure out how to turn on that switch. Because when Bledsoe's hot, they could win. But the whole team that needs to be able to turn it on. So for Milwaukee to be effective against Miami, Bledsoe's got to turn it on, get hot. Giannis has got to play good, great D. Middleton's got to keep doing what he's doing, you know, creating those passing lanes and also, you know, taking it to the rack and also drawing in those fouls because he's the best free throw shooter on their team. And then also George Hill, if he's playing, those opportunities are going to be there for him. But like you said, defensively, they're going to have to step up, and they're also going to have to change a little bit offensively if George Hill's not playing.
Yeah. Of course, we just wanted to give you guys an instant reaction to today's game. Right now, of course, it's game 7 of Houston and Oklahoma City. That's a tight one. Ultimately, who do you think wins this game?
Game 7? I don't know. Chris Paul has been pulling some willpower for OKC to push it this far. I think that if – I'm just going to call it. I think OKC wins this. I think Chris Paul wills them past the Rockets. It's a close game right now, 72-64, and Houston, you know, they're still doing their, they're still not breaking away like they should. OKC has always been in their pocket tight. These guys are young. They're playing D. They're fighting for the ball. And like I said, Russell Westbrook and James Harden, these guys have a lot to do before Chris Paul is going to, you know, just end up and just give up. You can see it right now.
I mean, it's a 5-point game. You know, it's still time left in the second half. Just started, only 4 minutes go by.
What are you calling?
I ultimately also think OKC wins this game. I think, like you said, willpower, man. I think it's going to be unfortunate because I think Houston matches up better with Los Angeles, just for, you know, competition-wise. You know, I do think OKC wins this game, and they move on to the next round, man. It's going to be unfortunate, but I think they move on to the next round. I would love to see Harden.
And you know what's funny? You said that Houston matches up better with the Lakers, and you're right. I feel like they do as far as the speed of Houston. I think they have a lot of guys that can move around more quickly than LA, but LA is a big team, man. Houston runs small. You know,
LA is gonna mop the floor with OKC if they go to the next round. So that's why I would rather Houston, but I'd rather see them
go against the Lakers. But
yeah, I think somehow, some way, OKC wins this game, and it's gonna be crazy. But of course, you know, that's it for today, guys. You already know. Do what you do. We'll holler at y'all next time.
Later.
All right, let me know what you think about that joint, man.
Hold on.